I'm actually a big fan of ignoring the big goal entirely. I mean, we all know it's there anyway. There's no reason to focus on it. Get that out of your way because that's just a huge goal that needs a lot of work, a lot of small steps to get there. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Goldmine Radio. This is Dante Ormsby. A few episodes ago, we did a segment called Three Lies We Tell Poor Kids That Make Them Poor Adults. And one of those lies was something I call the hard work lie. Essentially, we tell kids all the time, we've heard different variations of it. Hey kid, hard work pays off. And it's just sort of part of our lexicon, something we say, we dole out as good advice. And it sounds very reasonable on the surface. Well, I had a lot of feedback and a lot of really great discussions on this one topic. And I wanted to go a little deeper because there does need to be that statement does need to be unpacked a little bit. So what do I mean by hard work does not pay off and we should not tell kids that? Well, when I was a young teenager, I wanted to make some extra money during the summers, but I wasn't old enough to get a part-time job. So thankfully, through some school connections, neighbors, mothers, coworkers kind of thing, I was able to do yard work and earn some money. Now, these were the Phoenix summers where it was totally hot outside, 110, just dying. I did everything from cutting grass and pulling weeds to removing cactus and trimming trees. Again, this is the 90s in Phoenix. And even though Phoenix wasn't the behemoth city it is now, it was still pretty dang hot. And the work that I was doing was very difficult. Whenever I was done with my job, the homeowners would thank me, give me something to drink, nice couple tall glasses of lemonade, pay me, and always send me along home to my mom and with a message that, you know, your son's such a hard worker. And I remember riding on the bus home, I would feel very proud of myself, very proud for being seen as a hard worker. I mean, after all, between school and church and adult family members, we've all been inundated with a very similar message of, hey, hard work pays off. Another one, keep your nose to the grindstone, or persistence pays off is another variation of that phrase. But there's a fundamental problem with stopping the conversation at quote-unquote hard work pays off. Saying that alone implies that if you just keep at a task, never give up, and hang in there, that eventually somehow an opportunity will open up and you will achieve your goal. Now, does this happen? Let's be clear. Absolutely. Do people stick around long enough in a situation and see a result from their efforts? Yes, it happens all the time. I would imagine that if you stay with any task and keep pursuing any goal, that eventually, if nothing else, by the grace of God, he'll open up some kind of door for you where you will end up somewhere better than where you started. But I believe there's actually a better way. And there's better advice that we could be giving ourselves and our children, and a way to retrain our minds and develop our young people by avoiding the overly simplistic hard work pays off advice and replacing it with something more like consistent smart work pays off. So what's the difference? Now, we've all heard the saying, work smarter, not harder. I don't think any of us would disagree with this piece of advice. But the trick here is to add something to that smart work, and that's consistency. For example, you want to write a book. One way of going about it is to set aside a day and just start writing, you know, going at it like there's no tomorrow. It doesn't matter what you write as long as you're writing. That's quote unquote hard work in action. And if you do that, you will get it done eventually through persistence. Your mind is, you know, fearfully and wonderfully made. It will figure out all the different neurons and pathways in your brain to actually, you know, get you to the point where, hey, I'm learning something, getting a little better over time, and you will reach your goal. Now, another approach is to sit down and plan out your chapters, create a schedule, think about what you want to, about the type of content you want to write down. This is smart work. But what happens if you just spend that one day doing hard work writing and didn't return to get more done for, let's say, another month or another week? What happens if you take even that smart work approach and it takes you a while to get started writing. You've got this great plan. You did the smart thing, and you have a plan in place. What happens? What's the problem? Well, in both cases, both the hard work and the smart work, the work alone isn't enough. In order to be successful in anything, and you can see this in any successful use case, look at the most popular CEOs, the most popular athletes, the people we know in our lives that have really achieved something. There's always something missing if all you're doing is smart work and hard work. And in order to be successful, you need to be consistent in what you do. Being consistent in your hard work will get you somewhere, but being consistent in your smart work will make you unstoppable. I think it's very unfortunate that we put a stigma almost into our children's minds that if they aren't working hard, then their efforts are somehow not enough. Now, please don't get me wrong. I believe that effort is important, but if a solution to a challenge can be accomplished with less steps, less time, less effort, less money, then why wouldn't we encourage taking that route? Saying hard work pays off alone is just overly simplistic. I had a friend who was trying to lose weight. They would get up in the morning, run 3, 4, sometimes 5 miles. Their mentality was, hey, if I ain't sweating, I ain't working hard enough, you know? The problem was these runs were done in an erratic schedule. Sometimes it'd be twice a week. Sometimes it was every day for 2 weeks. And then sometimes a month went by. Now, eventually I decided I wanted to drop some weight too. I got a pedometer to track my steps. I wrote down what I ate every day and I walked, not ran. I walked every day for at least an hour. Now, after 3 months, my waistline was down. I was feeling good. I was looking even better. And my friend asked me, how are you doing that, man? And, you know, he was like, you don't run. You don't break a sweat. How in the world are you losing weight so easily when I'm out here busting my hump? I smiled and I told him, it's not the hard work that pays off. I'm consistent in the smart work. And that's getting me to where I want to go. So, hopefully this is starting to make sense, and that's a kind of an extreme example, but it's an example that we can apply to almost any situation in life, whether it be at school, whether it be at work, even our personal relationships. So what are some steps that you can start taking today to be more consistent and smart in the work that you're trying to get done and take your life to that next level? This is what I recommend. If it's important, set a time to do it. It's so difficult to stay consistent when you don't have the time to put towards accomplishing your goals. Now, everybody says this, right? Set aside a little bit of time and be consistent in that. But you have to understand, it doesn't have to be all that serious. Don't make the mistake of thinking that you need to set aside an hour or two every day to make something happen in your life. That's just not possible given our busy schedules and responsibilities in this modern age. Believe it or not, 15 to 20 minutes a day is a great investment you can make in yourself. Just 15 or 20 minutes a day. Remember those walks that got me on the path to losing weight? I didn't start out walking an hour a day. They began with 20-minute walks. 10 minutes up the street, 10 minutes back. Eventually, when the habit was formed, that time increased to 30 minutes, then 45, and then an hour, until it was a normal routine. My point is, establish a time that you can dedicate to your goal, even if it's small. I don't care if it's 10 minutes. Just do it, be consistent in that, and you'll be honored in that effort if you stick to it. Number two, decide what you can do today. Many times we find it difficult to look past the big goal we're trying to achieve, and we don't see the small steps that it's going to take to actually get there. I'm actually a big fan of ignoring the big goal entirely. I mean, we all know it's there anyway. There's no reason to focus on it. Get that out of your way, because that's just a huge goal that needs a lot of work, a lot of small steps to get there. After all, I mean, you can't achieve it in one step. So why think about it in one step? Why try and tackle it? Instead, make a decision on what you can accomplish with your dedicated time, that 15 minutes, that 20 minutes. These don't have to be huge accomplishments. If you're writing a book, set a goal to write down, let's say 200, 250, maybe 300 words. If you're starting a home business, Make a list of small tasks that need to be done, like finding 5 logo designs that you really like, or 3 websites you can think you could model your website after. These are all really small tasks that, when completed, get you even closer to your goal, things that you can get done in that small amount of time that you dedicated. And the third one, and there's probably more, you can go on and on, but something that it took me a long time to really embrace is be forgiving of yourself. Please remember, you're only human, and all you ever have to be is human. You will not always do the work when you're supposed to do it, or reach your word count when you planned, or walk that walk after work like you had said you were going to do. When that happens, don't make the mistake of thinking, there I go again. That's why I never get anywhere. It's just like my family always said, I can't finish anything. No, don't do that. Don't give any credence to that inner voice inside your head. Give yourself permission to be human and pick it up tomorrow where you left off. When I start to get down on myself, because I'm the best at that, I try to remember to say to myself, hey, Dante, you wouldn't talk to your best friend that way. Why would you talk to yourself in such a harsh manner? Do that for yourself too. And when you don't make your small goals, just encourage yourself like you would encourage any good friend. Hey, that's all the time I have for today. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, just listening and seeing my audienceship grow makes all the difference in the world and keeps me going. So I really appreciate it. Please remember, it doesn't matter what kind of goal you're seeking, effort is vital to success. But the truth we need to be placing inside of our children's heads, and our own minds for that matter, is that hard work alone does not pay off nearly as well as consistent, smart work does. Thanks a lot for your time. Take care.